SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. Coming up in today's program, new dates for grade 4 literacy and numeracy tests. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. This year's sitting of the Grade 4 Literacy and Numeracy Tests has been pushed back to June 30 and July 1 to make up for time lost in September and October due to the impact of the chikungunya virus, CHIKV. The tests were initially scheduled for June 4 and 5. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Waits says hundreds of students and teachers across the island were severely affected by CHIKV last term and were unable to attend school. The Grade 4 Literacy and Numeracy Tests are administered to children to determine their literacy and numeracy levels at Grade 4, in keeping with international requirements and standards. The minister notes that 77.4% of the age cohort achieved the acceptable standard of mastery in literacy in 2014.
I want to make it clear that these standards are not set just by the Ministry of Education. They are internationally benchmarked, and they are the foundations which will allow for reasonably satisfactory progress through the higher levels of the education system.
Reverend Thwaite says last year's mastery level represented a 30% increase for the 10-year period from 2004 to 2014. Regarding the numeracy test, Reverend Thwaite says 58% of students who sat the test last year attained mastery, registering a marginal decline of 1.4% over the previous year.
But the fact is, there has been a 20% point improvement over the past years, moving from a low of 38% in 2010 to the 58% registered in 2014.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
One of the national goals under Vision 2030 is to empower Jamaicans to achieve their fullest potential. The national outcome is to have world-class education and training. One of the strategies for realizing this is to enable a satisfactory learning environment at the primary level. Go to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now, a glimpse of Jamaica.
When I was a child, my father have a big bottle into a bamboo wish and call it Dimijan. And the mom boil chainy root, strong back, mother Webley, sassy perla. They boil up those, call it roots. And they put it into that Dimijan bottle and dig a big hole in the ground and put it. And so then put it here to cure them. Then get red label wine and put with it, and we had plenty command fowl and a beefy fowl egg and mix it with the wine and nutton egg and vanilla, and sometimes they use the goat milk and call it draught and we drink it.
And remember, you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Just send tidbits of some of your favorite memories to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359-024. Before we go, you can now keep up with us by downloading our mobile app. If you have an Android device, just go to Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, download it, and never miss another journey as we go roundabout JA. And that brings us to the end of today's program with studio engineer Andre Soyes. I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.